I'd probably write, if I were writing a letter about it, I might use the word rancid, but ordinarily I don't use that word.
You know any things that they might make out of the liver?
Liver sausage?
Is that liver pudding, same thing? Or?
Well, possibly. I've never heard it called liver pudding.
You hear of scrapple?
Well, I've heard of it, but I wouldn't know what it was.
Blood sausage?
Yes, blood sausage.
They talk about that around
here? Yes, they talk about that. Head cheese.
Souse?
No, I've never heard that term.
Mm-hmm. Punhouse?
Mm-mm.
Cripple?
No.
Okay. The meat on the side of the pig is called a...
Well, side bacon? Or isn't that what the word you want?
Would you call side meat or side bacon?
Well...
Is it bacon or bacon more the belly or...
The belly bacon is a cheap grade of bacon. The good bacon is from the side, I understand. I'm not much of a butcher, but...
I don't know a thing about it either. On the outer...
Rind. And some people call that the skin also.
But you would probably say rind.
I'd probably say the rind. Mm-hmm. Because my wife has kind of taught me to say that, I think.
And you have some milk and let it stand a while.
Sours.
And you might get a bowl and have a bowl of...
sour milk.
You ever call it curdled or...
Well...
Clabber, bonny clabber or anything?
We've never used that term. Mm-hmm. That term is used, though, clabbered milk.
And I guess the next stage of gelling or whatever it is called cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese or smear case.
The German, I suspected that would come out. We call it that, too. Now, sometimes they'll serve a pudding and they'll put some liquid on it. You call that liquid...
Well, topping or sauce.
And you have a word for some food you might take between meals?
Lunch.
Or snack? Didn't
you
say?
Well, that's a very late modern term, snack. We're coming to that term. We speak of modern people. I don't consider I'm quite modern anymore. I'm too old, but... the youngsters talk about a snack.
I think the advertisements are doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody asks you, when did you eat? And you say, at 6 o'clock
I ate.
And they might ask you,
how often have you eaten?
And you want some coffee, and you want the real stuff, so you go to the stove and... some coffee.
Pour some coffee?
Well, before you pour it, you got to do something else. You got to put it together.
I'd make some coffee.
Make. You never say boil coffee, boil some, or cook some coffee? Or?
No, I never do. Some people say they brew some coffee, but I think that's a...
advertising word.
Yeah.
Associate with beer more than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you have a word for deep apple pie or cobbler or anything like that? Do you use that around family?
Well, I never heard of an apple cobbler until I got married.
If you want some water, you'd probably drink it out of a...
glass?
And so you say, I'm going to drink a glass.
A glass of water.
And somebody asked you, well,
how much have you drunk?
And you say, well, a lot of it, I
drank a lot of it.
And somebody comes in the house and to eat a meal with you, and there are the chairs and they're standing, you say, well, just
go sit down.
And so he went over to the chair and
sat down.